Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live across the street from Lambeau Field after the final public practice prior to the start of the preseason. Packers were on Ray Nitschke Field today. Pretty hot affair out there this afternoon, morning into the afternoon, and heard from Matt LaFleur, heard from Brian Gutekunst, we heard from the players in the locker room, but now it's time to hear the most important people at all. That is Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. But before we do that, got to give a shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King. That's right. Ticket King, based in Wisconsin since 1992, and are staffed with experienced, friendly, and knowledgeable folks that can help you with anything Packers ticket related. They also partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgates and bus transportation to the games. They are open on game day for last minute tickets, upgrades, and they even have a drive-through window. And you all know you can utilize the Cheesehead TV app if you want to buy individual tickets or any number of tickets. Head to the app, go to the schedule. You'll find links for each single game on the schedule right to Ticket King. Do it, people. The other thing you should be doing, you know what it is, joining the Carry the G Club. That's right. The Carry the G Club is the newest way for Packers fans worldwide to hang out with us here at Cheesehead TV. Members get custom loyalty badges showing how long you've been a club member attached to your name in all of our live streams and YouTube comments. Special Cheesehead TV emojis featuring Corey and myself, and access to our weekly happy hour to come hang out and talk Packers all year long. Our next happy hour is in a few hours, 5 o'clock Central. So if you jump on board, you can hop on board. It's going to be a lot of fun. Joining the Carry the G Club is as easy as tapping that join button you see on YouTube. Do it, people. You know you want to. Hello to everybody in the comment section, all the social channels. TikTok is here. What's up, TikTok? Hope you're doing well. How are we all doing today? Hey, Nags, do you have any idea who's going to be on returns? Brandon definitely going to be, I would think, Amari Rodgers getting the bulk of the punt return action. Romeo Doubs is kind of splitting reps with him in practice. Randall Cobb had been in that mix for a bit, but he's sat out the last few practices, either on vet rest or dealing with a foot injury type situation. But yeah, I think most of the punt returning will be done by Amari Rodgers. As far as kickoffs go, we haven't seen a ton of kickoff return in camp. I'm kind of fascinated to see who jumps up there starting Friday night during that first preseason game. Hello to everybody. Look at all these fine folks jumping on board. Massimiliano! I just butchered your name, but thanks for jumping on board the Carry the G Club. Really appreciate it. That's why I never tried to pronounce your name, because I was screwed up. But thanks for joining the club, buddy. Really appreciate it. What's we got? Who we got? Buddha up here in Twitch. What's going on, Twitch? Hope you guys are doing well. Hey, I know you. It's me, Oz's kid. What's up? How you doing on TikTok? Hope you're doing well. Thanks for checking out the stream. Watch out for deer. Yeah. You never really know in these Wisconsin streets what you might end up sliding next to or by. Next, what is up, sir? Loving all the content these past few weeks. Can't wait for the next happy hour. Thank you, Scott. Coming up in a little under 2 hours, I believe. Join us. James, thanks for the super chat. Appreciate it, buddy. Nags, who had more impact on QB development, Getsy or Tom? That's really impossible to say, James. I think both of them are having impact. Getsy's work still lingers on after he's gone. It's never really as cut and dry as this one is more important or that one is more obviously kind of the direct line through this quarterback's development. Now, obviously, Tom Clemens has a pretty significant pelt on the wall in Aaron Rodgers, you know, but who's to say? Luke Getsy is still a very young coach. We'll see what he does with Justin Fields. You know, we have no idea, you know, where he's headed career-wise, but I know Jordan Love speaks highly of him. Aaron Rodgers absolutely loves Luke Getsy. This is one of the reasons he came back after leaving initially a couple years ago. So I think they're both having an effect both on Jordan and Aaron. Riley, thank you for the super chat. Watched Annie Herman mention Caleb Jones on his rookie report, next Nyman-style O-line project. I mean, he has looked so much better once the pads have come on. And I think as Brian mentioned this morning, he is playing surprisingly well. His feet have been light, in a way that I don't think I expected. You see him, especially without the pads on, and he's the monster of a man who's standing there on the sideline. And you think, how is this guy ever going to be able to move? But man, he does it, and it's impressive. Now we'll see what happens starting on Friday night. You know, it's always one thing to be going against the threes, which for the most part is what he's been doing. But now we'll see. Well, hopefully he gets some time to shine there out in San Francisco. What else we got? Don't want to miss anybody. Good afternoon, everyone. What's up, Lieutenant JFK 420? Greatest view on the planet right there. Yeah, no, it doesn't suck. Doesn't suck. I love you, Nagler. No, I love you more. That's how that works. Watch out for cigarette dude. I know, right? Could come across the lawn at any moment and jump out and get us. Can't have that. Crab cakes, what's up, man? What did you and 12 talk about after the locker room interview yesterday? You alluded to this yesterday. I think he's going to do a one-on-one with you 100%. I 100% guarantee he won't do a one-on-one with me, but, well, maybe not guarantee it, but I would be shocked if he ever actually sat down for a one-on-one. But that said, well, you know, if I had wanted to share the nature of the conversation, I would have. Some things are cool, some things are not. Dennis, thank you for joining the Carry the G Club. Really appreciate it, man. Thanks for hopping on board. Who we got? Faraz, thanks for the super chat. If Love has a solid preseason, is it possible he gets traded this offseason considering Rodgers' recent comments on playing another 3 or 4 seasons? I mean, no action is going to be taken because of whatever Aaron said on Pardon My Take. Of that, I can guarantee you. Now, that said, I have no doubt that Aaron and Brian are in constant communication. Things really need to play out in that regard, right? Because there are so many different scenarios. If they get to the Super Bowl and win it and Aaron Rodgers retires, well, then I think Jordan Love's probably your next quarterback. You know, but if Aaron Rodgers leads them to the playoffs and they have another heartbreaking loss and he decides, you know what, I want to come back for one more year, well, then that gets really tricky because they really can't place the fifth-year option on Jordan because that's a $20 million plus guarantee. Hopefully, if he has had a great preseason, that generates enough interest to warrant some kind of trade. But, you know, there's so many different ways it could play out. It's impossible to really say what the Jordan Love path will be. But don't get it twisted. None of it will be predicated upon what he told Big Cat. Of that, there is no doubt. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. Very anxious to see how J-Love does this preseason. His future hangs in the balance, whether it's here in Green Bay or elsewhere. That's very true, Jeff. Very true. And that's a lot of pressure. And that's probably a good thing. That's what you need to see from your young quarterback. You know, development is great, but you got to do it in the games. Got to do it consistently. You know, we've seen much more consistency in the practice field. Now he's got to translate that into games. You know, and all he's got are those preseason games. And that's no fault of his own, obviously, but that is his audition, so to speak, as you intimate, not only here in Green Bay, but across the league. I look forward to seeing Love take over. And Nick, it could happen. It's not out of the realm of possibility, not by a long shot. I know that it's just the preseason, but the fact that the Packers are playing the 49ers this Friday gives me PTSD. Yeah, that is an interesting scheduling quirk, isn't it? You couldn't open up with literally any other team in the preseason? Really? Yeah, I hear you. Any last-minute food stops before you leave the Holy Land? I hit my last lunch at Kroll's yesterday, so I think I'm good. I think I'm good. What wide receivers do I see getting cut? Let's get to the preseason games first before we start talking about people getting cut. Sometimes there are ballers in the preseason, especially as the preseason goes on. Brian was talking about it this morning. You know, sometimes guys take a game or two and then all of a sudden the switch goes on or they hit their stride and suddenly they make their case and they're on the team or they're on the practice squad. You know, it's like a long way to go yet. Ramage, what's up, buddy? It's TikTok. Do a dance. How's that? Just for you, Ramage, because I like you so much. What else we got? What else we got? Nags, I can't handle my excitement. Your excitement? I have my grandpa's birthday celebration tomorrow, and on Friday, I have a pool party for my birthday and preseason game. Friday night is going to be lit. Happy birthday! That's great. And happy birthday to Grandpa, too. That's dope. No supper clubs. I hit the supper club last week. I've hit all my stops. I've done what I needed to do. I've done what I came to do in Wisconsin. I am ready to go home. Honestly, doesn't take long for me to be ready to go home. How confident are you in this offense? I'm confident they'll figure it out. How's that? That's where I'm living right now. I'm confident they'll figure it out. M, thanks for the super chat, buddy. Going to take a day off work for the first preseason game. Is there something wrong with me? Thanks for everything you do, Nags. No, sir, this seems like completely normal behavior. I don't think there's anything wrong with you whatsoever. 10-10, no notes. Double, thanks for the super chat. Have enjoyed your content during your Green Bay trip. How do you feel about safety depth behind Savage and Amos? I tell you what, the top two contenders had a nice practice today. Davis and Vernon Scott both made some plays on the football. And I think they both had a pretty damn good camp. Now, again, like, they've done the work in practice and they've been pretty consistent, but they're going to play a lot in these preseason games, starting on Friday night. The whole tenor of their camp could change. One bad play, beaten a couple times, etc. One horrible missed tackle. A lot can change. The narratives, you know? So right now I feel pretty good, but let's see these guys when it's live, at least as close to live as preseason can be. Hey, Aaron, would you be surprised if Elton was ready for the season, but not David? Thanks. I would be. Now, that doesn't mean it's impossible. Doesn't mean it could never happen. But yes, I would be surprised just because of when Elton was hurt. I'll just be very surprised if he's ready to go week one. Or ready before, like, anytime soon. What else we got? Crab Cakes, what's up? Does Fanning choose order of beasters and beatsers impressors? You mean for Rodgers? Because Tom is in charge of Rodgers, basically. He handles Rodgers for Packers PR. And no, you just shout out your question. There's certainly no order. New long snapper, Joy? Well, I don't know. They're going to have to wrestle away the job from Coco. Yes, Wordle was released today. I believe I said he should be released yesterday, so I guess I should be careful about who I say next. But, yeah, I'm surprised it took this long. That play in the playoff game, how can you bring that guy back? Come on. And, it's, you know, I understand. It's like, would it have been nice if he had some help against this gargantuan man? But it is a playoff game, and it's like, you know, kind of important. Joe Mailman, thanks for the super chat. Packers win the Super Bowl. Does Rodgers ride off into the sunset or come back to do what so many greats have not done, win consecutive Super Bowls? I think he rides off into the sunset. That would be my guess. He's literally got nothing left to prove right now. He wins another Super Bowl, he legit has less than nothing to prove. So, yeah, I'd be surprised if he came back to try to do it again after winning one. But he's the most competitive dude in the world, et cetera, so who knows? We'll see. I'd love to be dealing with that question after they win the Super Bowl. I'm down for it. Cheeto, thanks for the super chat. So are you and Matt BFFs now? If so, can I be a drinking buddy too? If not, don't worry about it. We are certainly not BFFs. I think Matt and I just have a good vibe. That's about it. But certainly not BFFs. Is Herman onto something with Rico Gafford contributing in all three phases? I think it's a possibility. Gotta love that speed, right? I think it's fun to think about, but we'll see if there's any kind of possibility there. Can you see Dylan taking over Jones as the number one running back? Do you mean next year, Travis? I think this year it's pretty set. They're going to be a tandem. I think there was a stretch last year where AJ was running a little bit better than Aaron was, but Aaron found his groove later in the season. But yeah, I don't think, as long as the two of them are back there, I don't see either one of them really being the quote lead dog, number one, what have you. I think it's going to be pretty apparent what a tandem is. And that's not to knock either guy. And I think Aaron Jones will most likely, maybe not always, but most likely be the first guy out there, like when they open, you know, against an opponent in whatever set personnel group, what have you. But I'm sure A.J. Dillon's going to get just as many looks, possible touches, etc. You know, the way they can complement each other and the way there's no way for a defensive coordinator to truly kind of zero in on, okay, this guy's in, so they're going to be doing this, like even conceptually, especially since A.J. has gotten much better in the passing game. Not that he was ever truly bad at it, but his improvement in that area really makes it a problem for DCs. Do I think Jordan Love will be a Packer after his rookie contract? No. But that means he most certainly will be. I heard Hamilton is showing up. Ladarius Hamilton is having a camp. No question about it. Now, again, very interested to see what starts happening on Friday night. They are definitely ready to start hitting other people. But, yes, Hamilton has definitely flashed at times and been given opportunities. Even a couple days ago, he and Tipa even got to jump up with the ones for a set. Not that that was long-lived or anything, but he has certainly shown something. Now, again, got to keep doing that. Got to do it in game situations and got to do it consistently. Biggest takeaway from training camp. Ooh, biggest takeaway, like the biggest, largest takeaway. That's a good question. Say that the defense looks legit. Very excited to see them in live action on Friday. The offense is certainly a work in progress. And the biggest area that Brian Gutekunst and company maybe have to be concerned about, but certainly where they have to do their most homework is at the offensive line, the tackle position. I think they're fine along the interior. But the right tackle spot, if David isn't back, you know, Josh will obviously man the left side. But I don't know, Zach Tom, yeah, I think I would probably give him the nod just, you know, over Newman. But Newman's been running a lot with the ones. They kind of split reps today. The first team period, it was Zach Tom. The second team period, it was the same line, except the right tackle that time was Newman. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm fascinated to see how it starts playing out. And I know Matt said those frontline guys along the offensive line will all play on Friday. You know, they had a lot of youth there. Those guys need to play. I wouldn't be surprised if Runyon doesn't play as long and as much as those other guys, but they'll all play. There's no doubt about that. Who's more likely to make the team, Ty Summers or Tariq Carpenter? Oof. Man, good question. I'll go with Ty Summers, much to Brandy's dismay. Crab Cakes, what's up, man? Wildy seems sad about his Cold War with 12. Agree? Man, I literally have no idea. People always ask me about Wildy. Wildy and I barely speak anymore. Like, Jason's doing his own thing. And it's not we're like enemies or anything. It's just like he's not part of my world. I have no idea, man. No clue. AEW Mark 2018. What a handle. Thanks for joining the Carry the G Club. Welcome aboard. Mr. Englewood, thank you for the super chat. Season setup is similar to 2015 Broncos. Top five defense, running game, great. Older QB, even though Rodgers is way better than Manning right about now. Yeah, Rodgers can still throw. Manning couldn't at all. But I hear what you're saying. And I think run game great is, you know, maybe we'll see. They have to do that up front. I mean, they've got the backs. I'm not concerned there at all. But you need to be able to move some people. You need to be able to make some holes. You need to be able to get to second level. And I'm not sold on any of that shit yet from this O-line. A lot of work to be done right there. But I hear you as far as the overall comparison. I feel it, and I like it. And that's something we talked about all offseason on Packers Daily. The idea that, you know, when I talk about I want them to run the ball more, everyone thinks I'm a Cro-Magnon and I just like running the football and 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And none of that is true, but I get it. I get why you think that. Or some people think that, but it only, and I stress, only helps your quarterback. It only helps your older quarterback if you can run the football effectively. It opens up everything else in the offense, every single thing. And that's all the news that's fit to print. I'm going to head out. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day. Tomorrow, most likely won't have a Packers Daily. We'll jump back on Friday, but I have a travel day tomorrow. Maybe I might be able to jump on towards the end of the day. But if you don't see it, just know that I'll be back on Friday. In the meantime, please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Thanks so much for following along while I've been in Green Bay. Thanks to everybody who's joined us on TikTok, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitch. I really, really appreciate all the comments, all the engagement. It really means a lot to myself, to Corey, everyone at Cheesehead TV. Thank you so much. All right. I'll talk to you guys soon. Definitely on Friday when we watch the Packers take on the 49ers. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go, Pack, go.